You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, I may have waited too long. Wanted to get my colonoscopy scheduled before the end of the year so that I could take advantage of the fact that I've already used up all of my deductibles.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I called yesterday and they're like, no, we're now booking into January. I was like, and they said, you can't even book it anyway until you come in for your consultation. And I said,
consultation?
Why do I need a consultation? I've had this before. Why do I need a consultation? And then I realized, stupid me, of course you need a consultation. Why? That's double the office visits
for
them.
That's right.
Not to be all cynical or anything.
Well, they don't know what they're getting into. They got to make sure everything's in the right spot.
Whatever. And it's, you know, it's not even a consultation with the doctor who's going to be doing it. It's somebody else. So they're like, yeah, we're going to throw one of our PAs a bone here.
What a waste of time.
That's what I said. And they said, you cannot book your colonoscopy until you come in first. And I said, well, when can I get in for the consultation? And they said, well, probably late November, early December.
I think you can get a doctor's referral and skip the consultation. That's what my doctor told me, because he said the same thing. He's like, they're probably going to say that you need to come in for a consultation. And if
they
do, say no and tell them to call me and I will refer you and say you don't need a consultation.
Okay, so I got to tell you, the lady who was doing the booking, I talked to on the phone, was the sweetest lady. She was really good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jasmine, who was wonderful with this. And I asked her, I said, look, Jasmine, just between us kids here, is there a way I can kind of jump the line a little bit and get in before the end of December? She said, well, you didn't hear this from me. She goes, but if you have your doctor actually call directly our doctor.
There you go.
She goes, because my doctor is actually going in for a colonoscopy.
So he knows the ins and outs,
so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, well, then just have your doctor, you know, call and maybe.
See, so there you go. Why do they do that? Why do they make us run in circles and jump through hoops and do all this?
Why do they do that? I don't know, but I never thought I would be so anxious trying to hurry and get something shoved up my rectum.
Right. I got to get it done before Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time
of the year. Of the rear.
Right. Anyway.
Well, good luck. I'm sure they'll squeeze you in. And somebody will cancel. Somebody will get cold feet and bail out, I'm sure. you'll get in there.
Anyway, so that was my day yesterday on the phone for a while. I saw the photo that you posted.
Yeah.
Can I just say I'm very disappointed in you?
Yes, I'm disappointed in myself.
Well, then take that stuff down.
I think for years I dogged on people, pun intended, for dressing up your pets. Like, don't put clothes on your pets. They hate it. They have fur. They don't need jackets. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been getting a little nippy out. We've been taking our little short-haired dog for walks, and she's shivering through the whole thing. So I went out and went dog coat shopping, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
I actively went out and was shopping for clothes for my pet. And I found the most adorable little fleece jacket for little Goldie Fawn. And yeah, she was rocking it yesterday. I took her out. Nicole and I went out for a little walk yesterday and put her in it. And I will say, it's the funniest damn thing to watch an animal try to navigate and walk without ever wearing clothes before, the way they act.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we first put it on, she just stood there and didn't move. Like, what are you doing to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then she did the whole thing when we were walking where they lift their feet up really high. Like, they're like, what is on me? So, and I didn't feel too bad. We passed another dog with booties on, so I haven't gone that far yet.
You know, and I noticed in your photo that it's from the rear, so your dog is so embarrassed, did not want her face to be exposed.
Don't even look at me.
In case other dogs happen to be seeing these social media photos.
Right, right. It is slightly embarrassing. But you know what? She was warm. I'm looking out. I'm trying to be a better parent to my fur baby, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
This is new territory for me.
Look, I'm not going to give you too much crap. I started to give you crap, as you heard, but I think I'll ratchet that back a little bit, only because I have turned into a crazy cat man. So
yeah, you have.
I have. You know, I'm taking videos the other day of Niles. So they're taking a video.
Somebody get my phone.
So between me taking videos of my cat and you buying clothes for your dog.
What is happening to us?
The Dom and Jeremy show has gone off the deep end.
We've gotten soft.
We hate ourselves.
We are so soft right now.
And right now, there are millions of our listeners sitting there, arms crossed, nodding, saying, welcome to the party, boys.
We might do the entire mind bender in baby talk today.
Who's got a big brain?